I thought we started really well. We have a good set of players here, but you know, we can't afford any slip-ups this week. We've only one qualifying out of the four. I think it's quite a difficult to actually qualify for the under-19 level. But no, it's a good start. We have obviously two more to come. We have to be respectful of the other two nations. And it's only a start, but the performance was good. I thought it backed up with the result. I actually felt that the first half was better than the second. But, you know, overall, we were satisfied with the performance, definitely.
But you really took the performance from the first half to the second half, yeah, and then converted it into goals, which is obviously what was important.
Yeah, I think, you know, we obviously missed the penalty just before half-time and a little bit deflated as they came into the dressing room. But I didn't think... You know, I had to remind them about the performance, not the actual outcome and the result at the time. You know, I think the performance was really good, created a few chances and some good opportunities and obviously created the penalty. So we were confident if we had, you know, maintained that level of football, that we'd run out winners. And obviously the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half was very good. We came out very quickly and scored the two goals, which gave us a little bit of a buffer. And then I just felt that probably we needed to control the game a little bit better than we did. But, you know, having said that, you know, that's asking for perfection, you know.
It's clear to see so many partnerships, certainly out wide, with the likes of Aarons, you know, linking up well on the right, and Sessegnon, and Saka as well. But one partnership I really liked was Gomez and Saka. Two assists for Gomez, two goals for Saka. One inside the fullback, one outside the fullback. Just superb vision.
Yeah. I mean, Angel's, I wouldn't say he's underrated, but he's certainly, with his, you know, his small figure, he's really clever as a footballer, finds spaces in between lines, and as you said, rightly, has that killer instinct of actually that quality, that final ball. So, yeah, I was pleased with Angel. And, of course, Bakayo is a year younger, so opportunities have materialised for him because of our progressions with Callum Hudson-Odoi and Jaden. So, yeah, he was very impressive, and I was pleased for him because he's very much a positive player, got lots of pace and lots of power, and also he has that quality of composure to finish.
We are seeing loads of flair players coming up through the England ranks. As you mentioned, Hudson-Odoi, Sancho, could Saka be the next?
Yes, I mean, we've got a few in the system. I mean, that's credit to the domestic game, to the clubs around the country. They are developing these type of players, and we're benefiting from it, obviously as national and as a national team. But yeah, I think, you know, we've got a real quality across all age groups now, which is bodes well for Gareth and for future competitions. And obviously, our attempt is to try and get them into major finals to give them as much experience as they can to further their development if they get into the 21s or to the senior football team.
And looking ahead to the games against Greece and Denmark as well, of course, you'll be looking for continuity. Will you do that in playing the same starting 11, or will you have to change with the games coming thick and fast?
Well, we'll have an assessment tomorrow. We'll have a check on how everyone's recovering. We have a squad of 20 quality players, so we have to be mindful of that. So I think it's a bit early to say what I'm going to go and do, but obviously there's an idea behind it. But we'll have a look at see how Greece get on with Denmark and see if there's anything to add on that.